This is Midwest Pet Life on WGIL. I'm Candace Doniolo, and every week we dig into the stuff that really matters for the animals that you love. Brought to you by your locally owned pet store in Galesburg, Dante and Dory's Pet Emporium. Let's get into it. Animal shelters across the country see more lost pets in the first few days of July than at any other time of the year. Some shelters say their intake spikes as much as 30% around the 4th. And that's not because people are careless, but because a firework goes off two streets away. A dog who has never once tried to get out of a yard suddenly clears a fence or slips through that door when it's open, and he's now 3 miles away from home before anyone even realizes he's gone. I've had this conversation more times than I can count at the store and in the first few weeks of July. You know, someone comes in exhausted, holding a leash with no dog on it, and they're asking if anyone has turned in a scared golden retriever. It's one of the hardest weeks of the year in the pet industry because, you know, I know even from my personal experiences that when I'm watching fireworks, I'm almost having my own separation anxiety where I'm worrying about how my pets are feeling back home and if I've taken all the precautions that I can to make them feel safe. So today, before the holiday gets here, let's talk about how to keep your pets safe, calm, and home through fireworks season. And every year, right about now, this is the conversation happening at our counter and online and in group forums. You know, fireworks, the 4th, the county fair. I mean, heck, even when your local teams win, everyone gets excited. It could be a random Tuesday in August when someone three houses down decides to set off a few fireworks for no reason at all. And it can really set your pets crazy. Today, we're covering how to get ahead of that, what to do on the day itself, and what to do if the worst happens and your pet gets loose anyway. Let's start with why fireworks hit pets so hard. Dogs and cats hear at a much higher range and a much higher sensitivity than we do. A firework that sounds loud to you is genuinely overwhelming to them. Sharp, sudden, and no pattern that they can predict. And no way to figure out where it's even coming from. And the fact that they can't reason their way through it the way that we can, right? That can be pretty scary. We know a boom means a celebration. And they just know something enormous and threatening is happening over and over. And there is nowhere to hide from it. So that combination of fear plus a strong flight instinct is exactly why the days around the 4th produce more runaway pets than almost any other time of year. And it is not bad behavior at all. It is true panic. And panic makes animals do things that they would never do in a calm afternoon, including clearing those fences, breaking through screen doors, and slipping out of collars they've worn comfortably for years. So please, I'm like begging you that if you are planning that backyard barbecue, if you know that your pet normally hangs outside with you during those times, to get your pet inside and have them be secure and safe. The single best thing you can do, and it has nothing to do with the night itself, is that before we even get to the day of the fireworks, I want to talk about identification, because this is the thing that actually reunites lost pets with their families. And it is also the thing that people think the least about until it's too late. So there's a chance, you know, you have microchipped your pet before. If your pet is not chipped, this is a great week to do it. Okay. Go ahead and the microchip is a really tiny rice sized chip that lays underneath the skin. And usually it's between their shoulder blades. It's quick, it's low cost, and it lasts the lifetime of your pet. The most important thing is that you keep that registration current. So if you did do microchipping in the past, take your animal to the local veterinarian, have the chip scanned, and they can remind you where your pet information is kept, right? Like, who is the company that actually owns that microchip? And you can ensure that you can get your information up to date. Because if you've moved or changed your phone number since your pet was chipped, it just takes 2 minutes to get it updated. And if the chip has old information on it, that is not going to help reunite your pet. Then, of course, there's ID tags, the old-fashioned ones that you can have made at your local pet stores. We don't actually have a pet engraver machine at Dante and Dory's, but I know that some of the big box stores do, and maybe even some of your veterinarians or dog daycares. But what we have at Dante and Dory's, and I would love to give you one for free, is a Find My Pet tag. So with this Find My Pet tag, it actually has a QR code on it. And when you register this tag, it will allow that person who's found it, has found your pet, to text you. And then at Dante and Dory's, we also get a text message. And when you you can locate exactly where your pet is, like where that person is that texted you, so you know how far away you need to go to reunite with your pet. So we have those for free for you when you stop by Dante and Dory's. And it's, of course, while supplies last, but we will always be replenishing those. The ID tag, though, is the fastest way for a neighbor or someone who finds your pet to get your pet back home to you, because they don't have to take that dog to go get to have their microchip read. And if other pet people, or sorry, if other people who found your pet have never heard of microchipping, they may not know to even go take it to get scanned. So those ID tags that are, you know, I would also check and make sure that that ring is not pulled open that the ID tag is sitting on, because oftentimes dog owners will hook their leash too frequently onto that ID tag ring instead of the collar ring. And so that ring stretches apart and it can easily come off. So if you have an ID tag, check for accuracy of information. Check to make sure that the tag is still readable, like is it still actually legible, and also make sure that the tag is secure. It would also be really great if you had a current photo of your pet. I know you probably have lots, but take a minute to just snap one really quick. It's a simple thing that you can do. But in the panic of a missing pet, a lot of people realize that their most recent photo is like 2 years old, and maybe their dog is a little more gray or looks a little bit older, or maybe it's grown up a lot. Maybe you had a puppy and now the pet is much, much older, or, you know, you don't want to spend time digging through your cell phone pictures to find that one of your pet. So get a clear one with your pet's face and any markings that are saved anywhere on their body, so that you can identify it as your pet should somebody claim it as their own. Do these three things this week before the holiday, and you will have a dramatically improved odds of a fast reunion if your pet does get loose, not just this week, but in the future too. So now let's set up some space for the day that actually arrives here soon, okay? We need to check the yard, okay? Walk your fence line, check for gaps, loose boards, or low spots a panicked dog could clear or squeeze through. And this could be the same if you have backyard chickens or horses or any animals that are going to be living outside and hear these fireworks. A fence that has held for years can fail in a moment when a dog is truly frightened. Adrenaline makes animals capable of things that they wouldn't normally attempt. And with all of the storms that we have all had lately here in the Midwest coming through and all of the rain, I'm sure the security of your yards and pens is looking a little differently than it did last year. Plan where your pets will be. Decide right now, not at 8 p.m. on the 4th of July. Where your pet will spend the evening is very important. For most pets, that will be in an interior room, away from windows, with the blinds and curtains closed to block any of the flashes along with the sounds coming through. If you can put them in a lower level area or even into bathrooms, wherever, I think almost like when a tornado is coming through, like where would you protect yourself? That is probably a great place to put your pet so that they can stay calm and safe. You could also tire them out earlier in the day, right? A long walk or a good play session in the late afternoon, well before the fireworks typically start, means that your pet is heading into the evening a little bit more worn out and a little less reactive. This tip, I feel like, doesn't really work for those pets that are really anxious about when they can sense the pressure and the sounds. So don't just rely on this one. You also need calming tools. They're definitely worth having on hand, okay? So the same category of tools that we talked about in our previous episode about summer safety, episode number 4, where we talked about thunderstorms, those will also apply here. So melatonin, calming chews with ingredients like L-theanine or ashwagandha, and flower essence blends, like in products like Rescue Remedy, are all options that don't require any prescriptions from your veterinarians. Though, as always, you can always check with your veterinarian on any dosing on your pet size. But at like Dante and Dory's, we have CBD treats, calming chews, all kinds of things that can help prepare your pet for the fireworks. We're even selling firework survival kits for your pets. We'll have various sizes and pricing options to meet your pet's needs. Snug-fitting anxiety wraps like thunder shirts or happy hoodies that applies gentle pressure, constant pressure, can help calm dogs, similar to how swaddling an infant calms them down. It's inexpensive and worth trying, even if you're not sure if it'll work for your pet. And, of course, if your pet has a history of severe firework or storm panic, that kind, the kind that where they could hurt themselves when trying to escape or are really shaking, you know, you really do want to have a conversation with your vet before the holiday. You know, you may even want to consider just taking your pet out of the area, taking them to another town or to a family member where, you know, the fireworks are not going to be happening. You know, I live personally, I live somewhere where fireworks happen only about 200 feet away from our house. So I know that it works better if I just take my dogs, Dante and Dory, to my parents' house in Peoria, kind of set back in the woods because there's never any fireworks there. And again, there's like this whole pull now between who has more anxiety about the fireworks. Is it the pets or the pet owners? I don't know. But there is no prize for white-knuckling through the panic attacks, whether it's theirs or yours. Now let's talk about the night itself and what to do if a pet gets loose anyway. On the night itself. I know it's a fun night, and especially this year, with the time of recording this episode, it's America's 250th birthday. But we want to keep our pets inside. I know you probably want a picture of them. You know, it may be some cute 4th of July bandana that you bought. Take those pictures early. Instead, we want to keep our pets inside. This is the single biggest thing you can do. Even if your pet has a yard, they're normally fine in. Fireworks night is not the night to be leaving them outside, even if briefly. Bring them in well before the fireworks are likely to start in your area. You could leash them up even indoors for jumpy pets. So if your dog is the type to bolt for that open door, you can keep a leash on them inside during the worst of it. You know, I mean, obviously you want to hold on to that leash or keep them in the area with you. You could let the leash drag on the floor as long as you're in the same room with them, and you could step on the leash if you had to, if it started to escape away. But definitely if you're doing the leash inside, make sure that your pet is supervised. You can also keep them in a closed room when anyone is going out. A door open for 2 seconds to let, you know, even let's say it was trick-or-treaters in. Or in this case, like, you know, friends and family coming in and out to get more food and beverage is all it takes. You can put on some white noise or music, a fan, a white noise machine, or both, or just even the TV or radio turned up a bit helps make, or helps mask those sharp edges of the booms. It doesn't eliminate the sound completely, but it definitely softens it. And when you're picking the station that you're going to put on, you'll want to make sure that whether it's TV or radio, that you would not want any firework shows to be coming on during any news breaks. Think about stations and shows that you already listen to or tune into regularly that would be calm and normal sound effects that your animal would have heard. Stay calm yourself, of course. Animals read us constantly. They pick up on our energy and our cues. So if we're anxious or hovering over them, that can feed into their anxiety too. If you can be relaxed and matter of fact about it, that helps more than people expect. You don't have to throw a party about it. Okay, just don't panic alongside them. Double check that collar and tag before the evening starts, as I mentioned earlier. Even if everything is in place, a collar with a current tag is your fastest backup for something if it goes wrong. And if your pet does get loose, let's walk through this just so that you don't panic as well. I mean, I have had my moments of losing a pet, and those first few hours really matter. Okay, so if this happens, you want to search your immediate area first, right? Calling in a calm and normal voice, not in a frantic. A frightened animal is more likely to come toward a familiar, steady voice than a panicked one. I like to also grab a bag of treats, have an extra leash on hand because I've had dogs run off. And you, if you go running out that door without a leash, you have no way to grab them and bring them back. You might be walking for blocks or half miles with your hand low to the ground holding that dog's collar. So you might even want to put an extra leash by your door just in case, and having that quick bag of treats. And these need to be like high value treats, right? The thing, like the thing your dog definitely loves and would come for. Or even if you have a container, sometimes I'll take that plastic container and shake it with treats in it, because then they can hear that and they see the motion of you shaking the treats. I'll also mention that when you're approaching a pet, and even if you have people helping you catch this pet, you have to remind people to not run towards them. Sometimes if you're running at the pet, they're just going to keep running away from you. It's better if you, stop, get low to the ground, get their attention, and encourage them to come to you. And when they get close to you, you can grab their collar or leash. Now, let's say you don't see them. You need to check everywhere, dark, quiet, and enclosed places nearby, under porches and garage, beneath decks. A scared animal isn't running for miles in a straight line. They're usually hiding somewhere close to feel safe. You want to contact your local shelter, animal care control right away, and check back daily. And actually those Facebook groups, posting on your own Facebook page, going into community Facebook groups, that has been one of the number one ways that we have been able to reunite the pets that we've found over the years with their owners, because somebody in those groups will know that pet and that owner and help reunite them. Because, actually, these tips work, too. If you find a pet on the loose, how to approach. If you find the pet, that's how you would approach them. If you find a pet, you'd want to post on those social media channels, too. There's other neighborhood apps like Nextdoor. You can post, call the veterinarians. Obviously, tell your neighborhood groups. Maybe you have a neighborhood watch list or a group email list. There's lots of things that you can do. And this is exactly why that microchip and a current registration matters so much. A scared loose animal that gets picked up by a stranger or animal control gets home in hours instead of days when there's a chip to scan. I've seen that difference play out at the store many, many times, so many more than I can count. Now, you might have those larger animals, too. I'm sure that they have some sort of tagging, but let's say you have a few horses. I want to make sure that if your horses get loose, because I do have a neighbor that his horses get loose a lot. And actually, someone who works for me, the neighbor's cows are constantly getting out and walking through her backyard. But I think it happens enough now that everybody knows who these animals are. But still, again, no matter if it's a cat or a dog, we want to make sure that they are microchipped or tagged in some way so that people can reunite them with you. All right. One thing that doesn't come up enough, and it's not just for the 4th of July, those fireworks shows can come up at graduation parties, lake gatherings, the county fair, random celebrations all summer long and even around New Year's Eve, too. So if your pet is sensitive to noise, it's worth keeping a small firework kit right on hand. Those calming aids that you found have worked, like the CBD treats and the natural oils that we have at our stores. A leash by the door is always good, right? The current tag is a great trick. It's ready to go all season, not just for one holiday weekend. And a quick note for our cat owners specifically, okay? Cats tend to handle this by just disappearing into the house somewhere rather than bolting outside, which does feel safer for them. But indoor cats can still slip out through the doors that are left open by like a stressed family member who's like looking for them. I've even heard of a cat that someone couldn't find for a while and it had fallen behind a dresser, like a piece of furniture. And they had spent days looking for this cat and it still wasn't making any noise. Fortunately, the cat was totally fine and lived, to tell the story. But I know that the people were much more panicked because they couldn't. So the cats will be sneaky. They'll play the best game of hide and seek ever inside your house. But, you know, with them, we want to still keep them confined to an interior room instead of letting them have free roam in the house. Make sure that they have a collar and a tag as well, or a microchip, even if they never go outside. All right. Here's our takeaway from today on the Midwest Pet Life episode, where we're focusing on those big booms that are coming your way. The week before a holiday with fireworks is more important than the night of. Okay. Get that microchip current, get a clear photo, check the fences, and decide now where your pet will spend the evening. If something does go wrong, stay calm, search smart, and lean on the identification to bring them home fast. And if you want to talk through those calming aids, anxiety wraps, or to get that free Find My Pet tag that we have for you before the holiday, stop in at Dante and Dory's Pet Emporium in downtown Galesburg. We'll help you put a plan together for your specific pet. And if you've got a pet who handles fireworks like an absolute champion and snoozes right through it, I want to hear about that too, okay? Send me your stories, your questions, or your own firework survival tips. Those listener questions are becoming one of our favorite parts of the show, so make sure to reach out to us. You can send them to support@danteanddorys.com or find Midwest Pet Life on social media and send us a DM. I'm Candace, the host of Midwest Pet Life on WGIL. You can listen to all our episodes at WGIL.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please share this with a friend before this holiday hits. Make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a review, because that is how more pet owners in the area will get all this great information too. I'll see you on the next episode of this show, and have a wonderful 4th of July and happy birthday, USA.